Blog Talk Radio.
How's the life in Malaysia, sir? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Today is August 13th, 2021 We're going to begin the Quran recitation And here at 1:30 and at 2 o'clock We will begin the Jummah service, the Kutbah service Inshallah Assalamu alaikum
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا إنا جعلنا ما على الأرض زينة لها لنبلوهم أيهم أحسن عملا وإنا لجاعلون ما عليها صعيدا جرزا أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى
سورة 18 الكهف The Cave In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Praise be to Allah, who has revealed to his servant the book devoid of all crookedness. An unerringly straight book meant to warn of a stern punishment from Allah and to proclaim to those who believe and work righteous deeds the tiding that there shall be a good reward, wherein they shall abide forever. And also to warn those who say, Allah has taken to himself a son, a thing about which they have no knowledge, neither they nor their ancestors. Dreadful is the word that comes out of their mouths. What they utter is merely a lie. O Muhammad, if they do not believe in this message, you will perhaps torment yourself to death with grief, sorrowing over them. Surely, we have made all that is on the earth an embellishment for it in order to test people as to whom of them is better in conduct. In the ultimate, we shall reduce all that is on the earth to a barren plain. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were one of our wondrous signs? When those youths sought refuge in the cave and said, Our Lord, grant us mercy from yourself and provide for us rectitude in our affairs. We lulled them to sleep in that cave for a number of years, and then roused them so that we might see which of the two parties could best tell the length of their stay. We narrate to you their true story. They were a party of young men who had faith in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance, and strengthened their hearts when they stood up and proclaimed, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We shall call upon no other God beside Him. For if we did so, we shall be uttering a blasphemy. Then they conferred among themselves and said, These men, our own people, have taken others as gods beside him. Why do they not bring any clear evidence that they indeed are gods? Who can be more unjust than he who foists a lie on Allah? And now that you have disassociated yourselves from them and from whatever they worship beside Allah, go and seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will extend his mercy to you and will provide for you the means for the disposal of your affairs. Had you seen them in the cave, it would have appeared to you that when the sun rose, it moved away from their cave to the right, and when it set, it turned away from them to the left while they remained in a spacious hollow in the cave. This is one of the signs of Allah. Whomsoever Allah guides, he alone is led aright, and whomsoever Allah lets go astray, you will find for him no guardian to direct him. On seeing them, you would fancy them to be awake, though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn their sides to their right and to their left, and their dog sat stretching out its forelegs on the threshold of the cave. Had you looked upon them, you would have certainly fled away from them, their sight filling you with terror. Likewise, we roused them in a miraculous way that they might question one another. One of them asked, How long did you remain in this state? The other said, We remained so for a day or part of a day. Then they said, Your Lord knows better how long we remained in this state. Now send one of you to the city with this coin of yours, and let him see who has the best food, and let him buy some provisions from there. Let him be cautious and not inform anyone of our whereabouts. For if they should come upon us, they will stone us to death or force us to revert to their faith, whereafter we shall never prosper. Thus did we make their case known to the people of the city, so that they might know that Allah's promise is true, and that there is absolutely no doubt that the hour will come to pass. But instead of giving thought to this, they disputed with one another concerning the people of the cave, some saying, Build a wall over them. Their Lord alone knows best about them. But those who prevailed over their affairs said, We shall build a place of worship over them. Some will say concerning them, There were three, and their dog the fourth. And some will say, There were five, and their dog the sixth. All this being merely guesswork. And still others will say, There were seven, and their dog the eighth. Say, My Lord knows their number best. Only a few know their correct number. So do not dispute concerning their number, but stick to what is evident, and do not question anyone about them. And never say about anything, I shall certainly do this tomorrow. Unless Allah should will it, and should you forget and make such a statement, remember your Lord and say, I expect my Lord to guide me to what is nearer to rectitude than this. They remained in the cave for 300 years, and others added 9 more years. Say, Allah knows best how long they remained in it, for only He knows all that is hidden in the heavens and the earth, how well He sees, how well He hears. The creatures have no other guardian than Him. He allows none to share His authority. O Prophet, recite to them from the book of your Lord what has been revealed to you, for none may change His words, and were you to make any change in His words, you will find no refuge from Him. Keep yourself content with those who call upon their Lord, morning and evening, seeking His pleasure, and do not let your eyes pass beyond them. Do you seek the pomp and glitter of the world? Do not follow him whose heart we have caused to be heedless of our remembrance, and who follows his desires, and whose attitude is of excess. And proclaim, This is the truth from your Lord. Now let him who will believe, and let him who will disbelieve. We have prepared a fire for the wrongdoers, whose billowing folds encompass them. If they ask for water, they will be served with a drink like dregs of oil that will scald their faces. How dreadful a drink, and how evil an abode. As for those who believe and do good, we shall not cause their reward to be lost. They shall dwell in the gardens of eternity, beneath which streams flow. There they will be adorned with bracelets of gold, will be arrayed in green garments of silk and rich brocade, and will recline on raised couches. How excellent is their reward, and how nice their resting place. O Muhammad, propound a parable to them. There were two men, of whom we bestowed upon one of the two vineyards, surrounding both of them with date palms and putting a tillage in between. Both the vineyards yielded abundant produce without failure, and we caused a stream to flow in their midst. So the owner had fruit in abundance, and he said to his neighbor while conversing with him, I have greater wealth than you, and I am stronger than you in numbers. Then he entered his vineyard and said, wronging himself, Surely I do not believe that all this will ever perish. Nor do I believe that the hour of resurrection will ever come to pass. And even if I am returned to my Lord, I shall find a better place than this. While conversing with him, his neighbor exclaimed, Do you deny him who created you out of dust, then out of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate none with my Lord in his divinity. Then out of a drop of sperm, and then fashioned you into a complete man? As for myself, Allah alone is my Lord, and I associate none with my Lord in his divinity. When you entered your vineyard, why did you not say, Whatever Allah wills shall come to pass, for there is no power save with Allah, if you find me less than yourself in wealth and children? It may well be that my Lord will give me something better than your vineyard, and send a calamity upon your vineyard from the heavens, and it will be reduced to a barren waste.
أَوْ يُصْبِحَ مَاؤُهَا غَوْرًا فَلَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ لَهُ طَلَبًا
Or the water of your vineyard will be drained deep into the ground so that you will not be able to seek it out. Eventually, all his produce was destroyed, and he began to wring his hands in sorrow at the loss of what he had spent on it, and on seeing it fallen down upon its trellises, saying, Would I had not associated anyone with my Lord in his divinity. And there was no host beside Allah to help him, nor could he be of any help to himself. Then he knew that all power of protection rests with Allah, the True One. He is the best to reward, the best to determine the end of things. O Prophet, propound to them the parable of the present life. It is like the vegetation of the earth, which flourished luxuriantly when it mingled with the water that we sent down from the sky. But after that, the same vegetation turned into stubble, which the winds blew out. Allah alone has the power over all things. Wealth and children are an adornment of the life of the world, but the deeds of lasting righteousness are the best in the sight of your Lord in reward, and far better a source of hope. Bear in mind the day when we shall set the mountains in motion, and you will find the earth void and bare. On that day, we shall muster all men together, leaving none of them behind. They shall be brought before your Lord, all lined up, and shall be told, Now indeed you have come before us in the manner we created you in the first instance, although you thought that we shall not appoint a tryst with us. And then the record of their deeds shall be placed before them, and you will see the guilty full of fear for what it contains, and will say, Woe to us! What a record this is! It leaves nothing, big or small, but encompasses it. They will find their deeds confronting them. Your Lord wrongs no one. And recall when we said to the angels, Prostrate yourselves before Adam. All of them fell prostrate, except Iblis. He was of the jinn, and so disobeyed the command of his Lord. Will you, then, take him and his progeny as your guardians, rather than me, although they are your open enemies? What an evil substitute are these wrongdoers taking! I did not call them to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor in their own creation. I do not seek the aid of those who lead people astray. What will such people do on the day when the Lord will say, Now call upon all those whom you believe to be my partners? Thereupon they will call upon them, but they will not respond to their call, and we shall make them a common pit of doom. And the guilty shall behold the fire, and know that they are bound to fall into it, and will find no escape from it. And surely, we have explained matters to people in the Quran in diverse ways, using all manners of parables, but man is exceedingly contentious. What is it that prevented mankind from believing when the guidance came to them and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, except that they would like to be treated as the nations of yore, or that they would like to see the scourge come upon them face to face? We raise messengers only to give good news and to warn, but the unbelievers resort to falsehood in order to rebut the truth with it and scoff at my revelations and my warnings. Who is more wicked than the man who, when he is reminded by the revelations of his Lord, turns away from them and forgets the consequence of the deeds wrought by his own hands? We have laid veils over their hearts, lest they understand the message of the Quran, and we have caused heaviness in their ears. Call them as you may to the right path. They will not be ever guided aright. Your Lord is all-forgiving, full of mercy. Had he wished to take them to task for their doings, he would have hastened in sending his scourge upon them. But he has set for them a time limit which they cannot evade. All the townships afflicted with scourge are before your eyes. When they committed wrong, we destroyed them. For the destruction of each, we had set a definite term. and recount to them the story of Moses, when Moses said to his servant, I will journey on until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I may march on for ages. But when they reached the point where the two rivers meet, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the sea, as if through a tunnel. When they had journeyed further on, Moses said to his servant, Bring us our repast. We are surely fatigued by today's journey. The servant said, Did you see what happened? When we betook ourselves to the rock to take rest, I forgot the fish, and it is only Satan who caused me to forget to mention it to you, so that it made its way into the sea in a strange manner. Moses said, That is what we were looking for. So the two turned back, retracing their footsteps. And there they found one of our servants upon whom we had bestowed our mercy, and to whom we had imparted a special knowledge from ourselves. Moses said to him, May I follow you, that you may teach me something of the wisdom which you have been taught? He answered, You will surely not be able to bear with me. For how can you patiently bear with something you cannot encompass in your knowledge? Moses replied, You shall find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I shall not disobey you in anything. He said, Well, if you follow me, do not ask me concerning anything until I myself mention it to you. Then the two went forth until, when they embarked on the boat, he made a hole in it, whereupon Moses exclaimed, Have you made a hole in it so as to drown the people in the boat? You have certainly done an awful thing. He replied, Did I not tell you that you will not be able to patiently bear with me? Moses said, Do not take me to task at my forgetfulness, and do not be hard on me. Then the two went forth until they met a lad whom he slew, whereupon Moses exclaimed, What? Have you slain an innocent person without his having slain anyone? Surely you have done an horrible thing. He said, Did I not tell you that you will not be able to patiently bear with me? Moses said, Keep me no more in your company. If I question you concerning anything after this, you will then be fully justified. Then the two went forth until when they came to a town, they asked its people for food, but they refused to play host to them. They found in that town a wall that was on the verge of tumbling down, and he buttressed it, whereupon Moses said, If you had wished, you could have received payment for it. He said, This brings me and you to a parting of ways. Now I shall explain to you the true meaning of things about which you could not remain patient. As for the boat, it belonged to some poor people who worked on the river, and I desired to damage it, for beyond them lay the dominion of a king who was wont to seize every boat by force. As for the lad, his parents were people of faith, and we feared lest he should plague them with transgression and disbelief. And we desired that their Lord should grant them another in his place, a son more upright and more tender-hearted. As for the wall, it belonged to two orphan boys in the city, and under it there was a treasure that belonged to them. Their father was a righteous man, and your Lord intended that they should come of age and then bring forth their treasure as a mercy from your Lord. I did not do this of my own bidding. This is the true meaning of things, with which you could not keep your patience. O Muhammad, they ask you about Dhulqarnain. Say, I will give you an account of him. We granted him power in the land and endowed him with all kinds of resources. He set out westwards on an expedition. Until when he reached the very limits where the sun sets, he saw it setting in dark, turbid waters, and nearby he met a people. We said, O Dhulqarnain, you have the power to punish or to treat them with kindness. He said, We will chastise him who does wrong, whereafter he will be returned to his Lord, and he will chastise him grievously. But as for him who believes and acts righteously, his will be a goodly reward, and we shall enjoin upon him only mild commands. Then he set out on another expedition, until he reached the limit where the sun rises, and he found it rising on a people whom we had provided no shelter from it. Thus was the state of those people, and we encompassed in knowledge all concerning Dhulqarnain. Then he set out on another expedition, until when he reached a place between the two mountains, he found beside the mountains a people who scarcely understood anything. They said, O Dhulqarnain, Gog and Magog are spreading corruption in this land. So shall we pay you taxes on the understanding that you will set up a barrier between us and them? He answered, Whatever my Lord has granted me is good enough, but help me with your labor, and I will erect a rampart between you and them. Bring me ingots of iron. Then, after he had filled up the space between the two mountainsides, he said, Light a fire and ply bellows. When he had made it red like fire, he said,
Bring me molten copper, which I may pour on it. Such was the rampart that Gog and Magog could not scale, nor could they pierce it. Dhul-Qurnayn said, This is a mercy from my lord. But when the time of my lord's promise shall come, he will level the rampart with the ground. My lord's promise always comes true. And on that day, we shall let some of them surge like waves against others, and the trumpet shall be blown. Then we shall gather them all together. That will be the day when we shall place hell before the unbelievers, whose eyes had become blind against my admonition, and who were utterly disinclined to hear it. Do the unbelievers then believe that they can take any of my creatures as their guardians beside me? Verily, we have prepared hell to welcome the unbelievers. Say, O Muhammad, shall we tell you who will be the greatest losers in respect of their works? It will be those whose effort went astray in the life of the world and who believe nevertheless that they are doing good. Those are the ones who refuse to believe in the revelations of their Lord and that they are bound to meet Him. Hence, all their deeds have come to naught, and we shall assign no weight to them on the day of resurrection. Hell is their recompense for disbelieving, and they're taking my revelations and my messengers as objects of jest. As for those who believe and do good works, the gardens of paradise shall be there to welcome them. There they will abide forever, with no desire to be removed from there. Say, if the sea were to become ink to record the words of my Lord, indeed the sea would be all used up before the words of my Lord are exhausted, and it would be the same even if we were to bring an equal amount of ink. Say, O Muhammad, I am no more than a human being like you, one to whom revelation is made. Your Lord is the one and only God. Hence, whoever looks forward to meet his Lord, let him do righteous works and let him associate none with the worship of his Lord.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْهُ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward.
مَاكِثِينَ فِيهِ أَبَدًا.
Wherein they will abide forever.
وَيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا.
And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ وَلَا لِآبَائِهِمْ. كَبُرَتْ كَلِمَةً تَخْرُجُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ إِنْ يَقُولُونَ إِلَّا كَذِبًا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
Alhamdulillah, the praise is to Allah, the perfect praise is to Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. We bear witness that there is the one God, Allah, and there is none like unto Him. We say, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly praised is He. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. And we bear witness that Muhammad is His abdul, His servant, wa rasul, and His messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon Muhammad. Highly glorified is he as the human model of excellence for all people. This is Muhammad. Don't allow people to say and leave it there that Muhammad is the prophet of Islam. That's true, but don't leave it there. Prophet for you too, my Christian brother, sister, my Jewish brother, sister. Muhammad, the noble, excellent model for all human beings. We said this before, we can't say it enough. Mankind would not be where we are today except for Muhammad, the crown of creation. The human being is really the crown, but that precious seed, jewel, that pearl in the ground, Muhammad, one worthy of praise. One worthy of praise. You say, well, why would you dare say that a human being is worthy of praise? How can you dare say that? Well, response is easy. How can you dare say we are born evil and wicked? How can you dare say that? That an almighty God, a perfect God, is going to make billions and billions and trillions of people messed up. Go to any assembly line and you see the damn bad parts, you fired. Time to think about that now. If you're going to say God going to send go spend millions and millions and years to send everybody messed up. That's messed up. Yeah? You messed up. So back to my statement. Highly praised is Muhammad because he is our model of human excellence. Allah made all human beings good and naturally inclined towards more good. And Muhammad is the best of all the human beings.
He's the best of all creation. Muhammad, one worthy of praise. Another beautiful thing about that, he serves as our model of human excellence that we can achieve to. We can aspire to and achieve it. God will not send us a model and call it our model and then make us all insufficient to replicate that model. Well, God, he's not my model if I can't. Yeah, but we can get there. But the complete model was in Muhammad. And we be struggling and bumping our heads along the way, but we have hope. We have an aspiration. And that's what life is about. We are going to have days where we don't feel right, don't feel good. But you say, I have hope. I have faith. No, I can't see it all with my brain. That's been the problem for mankind all this time, trying to see things with their brain. No, we see things through faith, through belief. What does that mean? It means that I don't know it all. I really don't care to know it all. But I do know one thing. Allah knows it all. And all things are in his command. All things are in his command. And also by his permission. By his permission. He said, oh Allah, why am I going through this? Why is this happening to me? That's Allah's permission. And the Quran says, to bring out of us that which we don't know is inside of us. How many times you watch an excellent athlete love his coach, but at one time hated his coach? He hated his coach because the coach seen in him potential for her, potential that was not going to come out easy. But the coach's job is not to make it easy for you. I've never seen the coach in my life. He said, I'm here to make y'all like me or love me. I'm here to make y'all a real coach now. A real coach? I'm here to make you a complete human being. Off the field, more so than on the field. Right now, get on the field. You got to give me 10. Give me 100. And that same player will say, I love that man. It may be a female. I love that woman. But at that time, they were pushing me. Pushing me. I wanted to push back. But I took my frustrations out on the field. And that happens a lot of times. So, yeah. Yeah, they take it out. Somebody on the field is going to pay. Because they can't get the coach. I can't get the coach. But boy, boy, boy. And then before you know it, you are demonstrating skills that he got out of you by putting pressure on you. Isn't that how they say diamonds? There's a lot of pressure going on making that diamond. Yeah, but when it's done, it's done. We all are diamonds. Allah made us all diamonds. Every last one of us, Allah made us diamonds. So look out for the thieves. Look out for the robbers. Look out for those who want to take away your preciousness. Yes. Be mindful of that. Look out for that. Alhamdulillah. So we thank Allah for giving us a wonderful way of life, a complete way of life, a wholesome way of life, with nothing missing. We have nothing missing, dear believers. We have nothing missing. Now, we may, in the process, deduct something, get a little lazy or get a little slick. I think lazy and slick are the same thing. They got a different name. Because most guys who are slick, trying to be lazy, he going to lay back on somebody else. Because I can just talk to him and do it for me. I ain't got to do it. Yes? I can double my money without doubling my effort. So I think slick and lazy are Siamese twins. You can't have one without the other. Yeah. Because somebody with more wisdom coming up and say, why are you working so hard to be so lazy? I see people like that. I mean, they will do extra to get out, to get another 15-minute break. I say, come on, man. You could have been there working, man. Come on. Go ahead and get the job done. Yes. So, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, beloved me. Allah has given us a book, Kitab. He gave us a book when he gave us our life. Every person is a book. But the mother of the books is Al-Quran. Not paper and glue. That's not Al-Quran. You said, well, what is it? I got one on my shelf. It says it's on the cover, Al-Quran. You have a copy of the Quran. Yes? You said, but it's in Arabic. Yes. And you still have a copy of the book. So when it says, this is the book, right? It says here in the Quran, Surah 2, Allah, 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 Alif Lam Mim. Elika Kitabu Reba Fi Huda Le Mutakin. Right? This is the book. Now, when Angel Jibril said these words from Allah to Muhammad, did Jibril hand the prophet the book in his hand? No. But he said, but this is the book. Oh, this is the writing. Something has been written. It's written in our very nature. We just like Muhammad, we can't read. We can't read until we told how to read. And then Surah 96 tells us how and what to read. Ikra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Right? Read. With the name of your Lord. You mean I can't read in my own name? You better not. Well, you can if you want to, but you better off not. I can't read it in the name of Muhammad? No, you can't read in the name of Muhammad. How about Jesus? Can I read in the name of Jesus? No. Jesus was like Muhammad. He was Ummiyyi too. Mother knowledge. You have to read with the name of your Lord. My Lord? What is my Lord? Well, Lord in English cheapens what it says for the Arabic. Everybody says Rab. Rab. What is Rab? He cherishes you. He nourishes you from a weak, dependent state and groom you and raise you up. Until you are independent, that's Rab. So in our creation, of being created by the Rab, Allah brought us up from a little insignificant thing in our mind, in our body, in our soul, in our finances, in our aspirations. Allah, a Rab, raised us up. So the Ikra, Bismillah, Bikra, Bikala, read with the name of your Lord who created. But what did he create? Everything. What's the best of the creation? The human being. Read that. Because when God made your human creation, he did not make it wrong. He did not make it twisted. He did not make it sinful. He did not make it evil. Why? Because Allah made it, and Allah don't make evil. Follow the logic. Ask anybody, who made you? God. Can God make evil? No. Did you hear what you just said? God made you. Can God make a mistake? No. Are you a mistake? No. So God don't make evil. God don't make mistakes. But he made us, and then they want to tell us to read our creation, and they want to give it to us from the viewpoint of Shaitan. one that's going to cause bloodshed and mischief. Plus, it's not. You don't know what I know. That's wrong, right? I know something you don't know. Because the rod, you can make my creation in this infant stage. But when the rod brings it up and evolves it, got that? Now, yeah, read that. The Quran says about Muhammad the Prophet, people still in 93, says, did not refine you bodily, wondering, going astray? Then we gave you the hudah, the guidance? Did we not find you an offering? That is something that has not been evolved yet, or is being evolved by his Rab, by his Lord. So we just can't accept the English word Lord, Muslim, Muslims, and just go on with it, because in English you got all kind of laws. Mishirik, you got a Lord, right? You got a landlord. Yeah? You go somewhere and get the house of Lords. They had a movie called Lord of Flies, right? That, well, I ain't figured that one out yet. Right? Lord of Filth was, in my mind, he's the Lord of Filth. They got to be Shaitan. He's Lord of Flies. They got to be Shaitan. You got the word lies and flies. I don't know. Come on, man. Yeah? Hang around Filth. So we can't accept just Lords, but we use the language because that's the common language in society. But our understanding, our growth in Islam requires us to say, Lord is okay for a common conversation. But to get the beauty and the more of the fullness of what it means, you have to learn the Arabic. You have to learn the Arabic. What does that mean in Arabic? And another word, Rabian, is referring to your parents, your mother and your father. Yes, because they also took us from little things, groomed us, fed us, hugged us, spanked us, and hugged us again. We don't do it no more. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save you so you can make it. They pop their lip, they wipe your mouth, boy, pow. No, the other way around, pow first. Let me say, wipe your lip. Yeah. That's what it happens. That's love for a parent's role. So it says here in the book, Delicat, Kitabule, Rabbi, Hudan, the Mutakin. This is the book, not paper, not ink, not glue. This is a written description from Allah speaking about our human makeup. And it is God ensured without doubt, but not to everybody. He says to who? The Mutakin. What do you see in that word, Mutakin? Taqwa. Those who have taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is God consciousness, a sensitivity in our soul that's constantly sensitive to what God wants and what God wants me to want and what God says and what God wants me to say. We are very, very sensitive that we don't want to violate that principle. That's the Mutakin. Okay. So if you're not conscious and sensitive to God as being the Lord, the ruler, the God in your life, you will misread your own human nature. You will misread the nature that God put in you. It's not right, Surah 30, Ayah 30? What it says, right? It was based upon the fitrah that God made man, yes? And made the deen, the religion, on the same pattern that he made man. Then Allah says what? Let that do. Don't change it. We've been changing it ever since. Except for who? The Mr. King. When the king don't change it, we keep in line with our original God-given nature, and we read the book. We read the book. So reading the book of the book can be seen in very many ways. Sometimes we tell a person the book. We don't say it directly, but we say, oh, yeah, I read them like a book. Yeah. Huh? They don't need no glue, don't need no paper. They talk about you, your makeup. I don't know what buttons to push. Don't watch me. I'm going over there, watch me. They go over there and push the buttons. Come back and say, see, I told you. And I read them like a book. And we are a book. But we're not El Quran. See, a book is to be read. Word that came to Muhammad the Prophet was read. You said, I can't read. Or I won't read, I can't read. Well, he couldn't read. Then the angel taught him. So who are the mutaqin? Who are those who have this taqwa, this God consciousness? Who are they? Those who believe in Bilgaib. Right? Al-Ladina yu-mukminuna Bilgaib. They believe in what their physical eyes can't see. Now, if anybody is still, well, they are a lot of them, and they, I guess the last one, and getting ready to say, don't talk to anybody. Yeah, some don't believe in coronavirus because they ain't seen it with their own two eyes. Yeah, but don't you don't like that. They say, oh, they believe the whole thing is a thing. They call it a plandemic. And then, okay, you can run plandemic. I hope you got your funeral arrangements planned. But we believe in the unseen. And when you believe in the unseen, you will see more. You say, well, how is that? Because if I only go by what my two physical eyes can see, I can only see stuff so far. But if I begin to see the workings of a thing, or the science of a thing, that's how science advances. They call it theory. They can't see theory with their eye, with their physical eye. They see it with their rational eye. We can't see God with our physical eye, but we can see God through the eye of faith. It says, you can see God as the believers see God. So the question becomes, well, how did the believers see God? Through faith. You see God through faith. And when that happens, God will allow our minds to see more. To see in two things. It's no coincidence that the Muslim and the Christian and Jewish world are leading the world. Because they are people of faith. And God rewards that faith. He rewards that faith. So those who believe in the unseen are steadfast in prayer. Oh, there's more to this. You say you believe in the unseen. Cause your prayers. Prayer for the Muslim is the institution. That again. Sometimes you think prayer is an occasion for distress, what the Quran says, right? They think, oh yeah, I believe in prayer when I need it. Oh, I believe in prayer when I'm in a bad shape. But for right now, I got this. Right? You gonna say prayer, brother? You gonna say prayer, sister? Inshallah. No one knows. Hey, we should find a way to ban people from saying inshallah when they know they're lying. Yeah, we should. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I guess that's an email I was saying. And you can tell, that's why you can get notification, right? I say, hey, brother, we got you a pound of fish. No, you be there? Yeah, I'll be there, inshallah. No, they only say, yeah, they can say inshallah. Inshallah. Then you see them looking for their hat. They're afraid you're going to start early or something. Yeah. Establish Salat in your life as an institution, as you as a single individual person. You are so devout to the five prayers a day that you will have disposition if no one else said this prayer in the whole world. I'm making this a lot. That's how dedicated we should be. He said there's a billion Muslims, and all billions are going to say, well, we're not going to make this prayer. You say, well, I'll be by myself. That's how dedicated we should be to this life. I know many of us are so dedicated. They say, well, this day is not favoring me making salat on the prayer wall. But I'm saying it right in this car. I did it before you here, too. You say, whatever it may be, bad weather or something, like I can't get to where I can say prayer or whatever. Brother, see me, I said prayer at the Pacer game. I sure did. Because the conditions didn't fit. But guess what? In my mind, I'm not missing this a lot. So an individual, prayer should be an institution in you as a person. What's the next step? Prayer should be an institution in your home, in your house, where you live, where you pay the bills and feed and eat. Prayer should be established in that house. You say, well, nobody said it but me. Well, it's still established in the town they're joining. And when prayer is established in our individual selves and also in our homes, it becomes easy to establish it in society. So it says, those who believe are steadfast in prayer and spend out of what we have provided for them. They give of their wealth. They give of their wealth in the form of knowledge. They give of their wealth in form of just time. You know how important time is to some people? Hey, you want somebody to spend a little time with them? Can you just give me 5 minutes? Yes. Money is important too. We know that, but don't never put money above. Give someone time. Give someone good advice. And we are told in the Endless Law that charity is incumbent upon every limb in our bodies every day. Charity is a must for every limb in your body. And I guess the people were kind of amazed, and the prophet said, even a smile is charity. Yeah. Holding the door, telling someone what they love is charity. And when we make salat, we're giving in charity in a sense. And every joint, every muscle in your body, if you're making the full prayer, prostration and all, you bend every joint in your body. You use every muscle in your body. I don't care if it's down to your little toe. You got to stand up. Yeah? You do toss leans right to the left. You use every muscle in your body. Yes. See, when Allah taught Al-Islam, he said, what? This day have I come perfected for you, your religion, and perfected for you. Have I completed and perfected? So that means that our prayer completes the prayers of all the religions that came before and perfected prayer in the line of all the religions before. Our giving in charity, zakat, completes the forms of charity before. The Hajj, going to Mecca, for those who can do it, it completely brings the human family together as no other religion did before. Our first pillar, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, it completes all testimony. He recognizes Allah and recognizes the excellence of man. What else, dear people, think about this. What else is there to testify to higher than that? God first and separate. La ilaha illallah. Then don't be too fast to say Muhammad or who's right behind it. You see them together, but break them up. Why? Because Muhammad said to his followers, do not make the same mistake with me that the followers of Christ Jesus made with him. Allah is God alone. So la ilaha illallah, the short pause, he said Muhammad Rasulullah. So Muhammad Rasulullah is also implying that Muhammad is not God. Got to? So this testimony is the complete, perfected testimony because it recognizes our creator as one by himself and recognizes his highest creation, the human being, next. What testimony can there be better than that in life? Is it for the trees? Is it for the angels? See, the Bible says the angels are a little bit above man. You know why it can say that and be true? Because mankind had not developed yet to the level of Muhammad. But when Muhammad comes and brings Islam, then mankind passes it up to angels. And the Quran says, the man, you are a degree above the angels. So where's the proof? The proof is in that man has a conscious mind and can say yes or say no to God's way. Angels are locked in just obedience alone. So by us having the ability to say yes, or knowing when to say no and not to say yes, that brings us a degree above angels as long as we keep it with the God consciousness. So El Islam is to complete. When Allah says this is the book, and it is guided sure without doubt to those who believe and who pray, have God consciousness. That's salvation. That's salvation without skin color involved. You know what I'm talking about? Gotta look at the right Jesus. That's salvation without nationality involved. You gotta be a Jew. You see? That's salvation without male chauvinist being involved. You see, he gotta be a man. Can't be a woman. So we can see with all Islam, we got the complete picture, the whole package. So may Allah bless us with the best of this life and bless us with the best of the life to come. Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. Allah, let not our hearts deviate. Now, since you got it upright, but grant to us in your presence your mercy, for you are the best of those to grant. Amen. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. The praise be to God. We are living in a very special time in creation or within the family of man. Imam David D. Muhammad called this time period the conclusion of things, a type of judgment. Mankind is closer today through communications, travel, business life than probably any time known for us as human beings. When you add that or compound that with the important role of revelation, they mean the word of God. When you compound that with this fast moving advances in science, then you're going to begin to see confirmations of what's in Revelation. We had this talk last week, I think, or was it on Tuesday class? Science didn't know about the three child masters of the child being developed in the mother's womb when it came to the prophet. But since the advancement of science is now catching up with what the Word of God said, right, to Muhammad, and therefore to us. And there are many things we can mention. I mentioned just one more. It says that between the in the cow, between the blood and the waste, you get pure milk. Pure milk. Now, when that came to Muhammad, there was no science to back that up. But now science can say, wow, how did Muhammad, the unlearned man of all people, know that? And we just smile and say, God told you. You know, and they were looking for back then, and some still looking for now, trying to figure out, well, who was it that taught Muhammad? Somebody must have taught Muhammad because nobody knew it. Well, if nobody knew it, can nobody teach it? They said, well, it must have been his Khadijah's cousin, Warwick, the Christian. He came and confirmed Muhammad. But look at his name. You know what Warwicker means? It means a sheet of paper. He said, I wish I was a young man. He said, all right. You're going to be tortured. You're going to have a hard time, Muhammad. But I wish I was a young man so I could be there with you. Because he recognized the truth. But the name, his name, and also Warwicker means like a leaf on a tree. And if you really just get into it, the pages in the book is also called a leaf. Yeah, called a leaf. So now you can see water, paper, books. This is the book, and the first one to confirm Muhammad, its name, paper or a leaf. And when you look at a leaf, on a tree, a leaf on a tree is the end of that tree growth, right? Root, trunk, branch, stem, right? Leaf. Look at your human body, right? Trunk, your way for trunk, right? Limbs, right? At the end of what you got, your fingertips, right? No two fingertips ever in the world are the same. And no leaf on a tree ever is the same. In our very makeup, Allah gave us, based on nature, confirmation that we are good. That's why it says on DNA fitra, don't change it. You got people now trying to change themselves the way God made them. Yeah. Talking about God made me a woman. Looking in your pants, brother. Excuse my expression. Well, I'm a woman. You ever had a menstrual cycle? You're a woman. In the end of period, excuse my expression. Somebody else going to change something. But Allah said it's going to change. I'm sorry to say, you ain't supposed to talk like that nowadays. Well, I did. Allah says, tell the truth, even against yourself. the nature, the book, the word of God don't change. You know, someone can twist the script. They don't, if they flip the script, I'm going to say they twist the script, as the Quran says. If they change the words, Allah has put it. Then they want to give it to you. Then you got some, they can't change the words to give it to you, so they hide it behind your back. So you can't see it. What does back mean? History. They want to bury it in history and mystery. The Quran never been lost. The Quran never been lost. From the beginning, it was written on the heart of the believers, beginning with the number one believer, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught it to the others. The name Zayd, I can't think of his last name. Even when the prophet passed, Zayd, he was known to be a Quran expert. And he had it written, she had it written there, but when under Abu Bakr's leadership, I won't say caliphship, under his leadership, and that's it, for the wars, they said, we have to put it in writing. And as Islam spread throughout the regions, different dialects began to kind of come into play. They said, we can't have that. So we wanted to get those who knew the Quran under Rasulullah, get them together and reduce it to writing. And thank Allah they did. Yes. But the book was never lost. You have to go find the Quran. If you understand it, you can be like Rasulullah and be a walking Quran. Yes. You say, but I don't know it all. Brother and sister, if no one ever told you you had a spleen, did you know you had a spleen? If I want to tell you that you had two kidneys, you know you had one, two, or ten, wouldn't you? So because you don't know the whole Quran in your head, doesn't mean that Allah did not put the whole Quran in your nature. Let that be. Don't change it. Don't change it. Don't alter it. Because we've been taught to look at religion outside of the creation that Allah made us in. And Surah 30, Ayah 30 is saying, okay, you can look out there for a reflection or a reminder in creation, but you are a microcosm of the whole thing. Read. Y'all know how to read. I can't read. So he went on to him, Vikr, this, Kalaka, Insanim, and Allah. Oh, Allah, I'm going back that far back? I got to go back to Allah? Yeah. Alhamdulillah. I don't want to go much longer. I do want to go longer. I ain't going to tell you I don't. But Alhamdulillah, have to respect time. So, inshallah, you tune in Tuesday. So, Mustafa, that's how I talk Tuesday. Okay, fine. I choose to call in. Okay, we ain't got a wrestle this time for a topic. So, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless us and guide us. May have mercy upon us. Grant us good in this life and the biggest shit wants to come. Ameen. Takamu to Salah. Make our intentions to make two rakats for last Jummah. The last week of Allah, we stopped on top of, we're trying to bring it right here for can go to our Facebook. And they can see it. At least they can hear us.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
ربنا أعطينا في الدنيا حسنة وما في الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Now Lord, grant us good excellence in this life, grant us excellence in our destiny, and protect us from the torment of the fire for sin. We are fasting all together. Bismillah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbi, Ya Alameen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Maliki, Ya Medin. Iyaka, Na'abudu, Wa Iyaka, Nasta'in. Ihdina, Sirat, Al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. That's the second time we've used that. I found on the keyboard getting there in prayer, and my science is going wrong because that's what it is. I guess. Hey, it's life. Yes, sir. Yeah, okay, yes. I want to look up for some water, too. I'm going to look up for some water to get by. And I don't do it. But that'll keep me going. H2O. So, are there any announcements? I think everybody's off the off mute. But tomorrow, you can be here having a bring your own lunch to the Focal Lord community. Be here tomorrow at 6. We decided to have bring your own lunch for your own meal because of COVID-19 concerns. We won't have a lot of exchange. Now the Delta is picking up, the Delta virus is really picking up. So we do keep masks here, we keep hand sanitizers here. But the Focal Lord community, for those who don't may not know, it's a Catholic-based community. We've had over 25 years next. Well, it'll be 25 years this October that we have had interactions with them. And we got a beautiful relationship here in Indianapolis. So we'll be here tomorrow. We can sit out on the table, a few tables, and we just had two little conversations. There's no plan, agenda, whatever. We updates what's going on with people's families. And so if you can, please come here tomorrow at 6. We did it about a month ago, a month and a half ago. My wife told me it's 8 p.m. Please don't come at 6 a.m. Unless you can make a lot. Let me know if I'll let you make a lot. Tomorrow, 6 p.m., Eastern Standard Time. All right, I think I'm going to get all of my stuff. I want you to excuse me. Okay, are there any other announcements? No other announcements? Oh, we need to begin to plan for our banquet. Get a date this 2nd of November. I did speak with the president, Dr. Huddleston, and because he had promised us before we could do the banquet at Boyd University. So he said October is filling up quick, but November is still open. So we need to get a date to him ASAP. Okay, no more announcements? Tuesday night, Tallinn, yes. Tuesday night, Tallinn is by telephone. Well, I did do Facebook Live too on that. But it's mainly by telephone. And the telephone number, so you want to write it down, is 701-802-5454. That's the phone number. Give it again, and then I'll give the access code next. 701-802-5454. And once you connect it, you put in just, they're going to ask you for the code. The access code is 1039654#. The tic-tac-toe sign. Okay. My wife's looking at me going, I'm going to make a plane, right? make a plane, but access code 1039 654 pound. And we get there 7:17, but we give people time to sign on. And we get to have a talk, a press to Q&A. So we can watch them guys talk again. Speak together already. Ikram. Yes, 296. We pick up on the Alec. Yeah, the Alec means a thing that cleans. Imam Muhammad said Alec is saying blood adhering. How the band-aid adheres to you. I'm getting started already.
That he was fed the multitude with bread and fish. You take the bee off of bread and you get work.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, the bread. Bread is the bee raised. Yes.
Okay.
Tied in. Two little fishes and tied over bread.
Yep.
And five little fishes, two little over bread. No, you got it. It's like James Brown now. James Brown got a mess up. Two little songs. James Brown was singing. He was getting down. He said, wait a minute. Two little fishes. And five loaves of bread. Yeah, you should have an
adventure.
Okay. We have an announcement. Community Day hosted by Andy Bikers United. Free is in uppercase letters. Free food, haircuts, clothes, toiletries, backpacks, and more. Family fund for the community. August 22nd. Oh, sorry. It's Monday. August 22nd, 2021, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The lot behind 2032 East 46th Street. I thought it was 2040. You get what's out there? 24, it's going to be behind. It's all they copy. So behind our old building on 46th Street, behind the hair salon. Okay, and also what's not on here, there will be an effort to get you a pair of gloves and pick up some trash or whatever in the neighborhood too. Keep our neighborhoods clean, you know. That's our job first. And he said, no, that's the city's job. City citizens. Got CIT? Got CIT in both of them. You're the city citizen. That's right. He said, I don't get paid. Yes, you do. You get paid a good-looking neighborhood, a clean neighborhood, better for your health. You get paid. Oh, boy, everybody's trying to be lazy and slick. Slipping lazy. Okay. What else? Any other announcements? We guys appreciate your support to support the Muslim Journal. And that's all I can think of right now. Anybody? They should be able to. Wait a minute. Well, you got one at the bottom, but they're still. Okay. Do anybody? I get my phone. Get to my phone now. Yeah. Anybody? I'm gonna take him off Facebook Live. What's wrong, bro? Okay, let me see. We're going to hang up Facebook Live. Thank you for being here with us. If you have any questions, you can type them in real quick. We're going to get ready to get off of Facebook Live. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa barakatuh.
Do anybody on the phone have any comments or questions or any announcements?
As-salamu alaykum.
Go ahead.
Trying to read you the weekend, the Clara Muhammad Weekend School will start September the 12th. September the 12th. Keep that date in mind.
Okay, we're going to need some help to go on 46th Street to bring those materials over here.
Yes,
okay, September
12th. Butler students, yeah, the Butler students are going to help us. I'm still working on Maddie with the list of students that will be able to come over.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, thank you. So we're going to need some trucks too, right? And we're going to need some manpower.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Are there any other announcements?
Oh, that's me. Thank you so much.
Okay, who they call in? Okay. Any announcements for anybody on the phone line? Okay. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
This is the other. I heard that voice. I know that voice. All right, Sister Viada, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Viada.
Wa alaikum assalam.